Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. If for some reason this is your first time, welcome. I you know what? I don't even promote this podcast anymore for a few reasons. Number one, you know, I just ended it so abruptly, probably, what, 2 years ago almost? About a year and a half ago, I guess it was. Whatever December 2021 is, it's April of 2023. But I just kind of like gave up on it. I reached a, you know, kind of a point where I just decided I needed to get away from it. I didn't think that it served much of a purpose anymore. And when I came back in January of this year, I never had a specific, you know, what do you call it? I never had like a specific purpose for the podcast, but I just didn't like the way that things ended in December of 21. And I really wanted to do, you know, if I didn't do any other, like if I didn't do this podcast right here, like if it was only the podcast you last heard, then, you know, to me, that was like a better way of saying goodbye versus just, you know, nothing or Mr. Grumpy Pants from December of 21, who was, you know, on the verge of a complete mental breakdown, which I'm pretty sure I outlined in the last episode. So if you didn't hear that episode and you're hearing this one and you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, then I'd go there first, then come back here. So it's April 4th. I don't know if you're going to be hearing this on April 4th. It could be April 5th, April 6th. It really doesn't matter actually when I put this out, because that's the beauty of a podcast, is that you don't have to listen to it live. I just put it out when I'm ready to put it out, and then you guys consume it when you're ready to consume it. It's a beautiful thing, and I love the power of choice in giving you guys that choice to either, you know, listen when you want and listen, which I do appreciate, or just decide, you know what, fuck that guy, I'm done with listening to his stuff. And that's okay too. Believe it or not, I'm okay with that. So in the last 3 months, where do we leave off? There was a number of things. Not a lot has changed for me in life right now. I mean, I'm just trying to be the best me I can be. Right now, I'm kind of like at this very moment, I'm kind of in the middle of a funk. We can unpack that for a minute if you guys think that, you know, if that's something you want to hear. If not, probably just tune out. You know, so kind of in a bit of a funk right now. There's a lot of things going on. But mainly, I've had this kind of this thing like irking me. And it's the fact that, so last year was my 15-year anniversary, not just in podcasting, but as a creator, period. And as you guys know, last year is when I turned 40. And so I'm just kind of in this thing now where I'm like, all right, we're coming up actually at the end of this month, or near the end of this month. April 20th will be the 16-year anniversary of my content creation journey. And it's just got me like really thinking, like, what am I still doing here? You know, like that's part of the hang up. It's like, all right, dude, you gave this 15 years and what do you have to show for it? Now, along the way, I've met some cool people. That's awesome. I have connected with said people and other people who've left comments on stuff or written really nice messages, you know, people that have gotten something from the content that I create, whether it was this podcast for a number of years, which I think this is actually episode or audio, piece of audio number 400, I believe. I think that's what Anchor said. And people that's either heard this podcast or they've been on my YouTube channel, which is just, I put everything under my name. So if you want to send some love, some hate, some indifference over to Twitter and Instagram, that's Gary Cantrell, at Gary Cantrell. If you want to check out my YouTube page, which I'm even more infrequent with, that's youtube.com/Gary Cantrell. I do not know if I mentioned this in the last podcast. You're probably going to hear me say that a couple of times. But there was a company that sent out a product for me to review, and that was really cool. That video is live, by the way. That's the Magic Box, which I don't want to get too nerdy, too techy necessarily. You may not give a shit, but it's like if you have Android Auto or CarPlay, Apple CarPlay, which is, that's me. If you have one of those two things in most cars prior to 2023, that is a wired connection. So you take your Lightning or your USB-C, you plug that into your phone, and the other end goes into your car, and it presents this display on your head unit that, you know, lets you do CarPlay and Android Auto things, you know, play music, navigate, and it's generally a lot better than, you know, a car's, you know, standard stock system. So the Magic brand, which is the parent company, the people that create the Magic Box, decided, okay, this is cool, but what else can we do with this? So they found a way to make it wireless so that essentially you get this little box. It's about the size of a deck of cards, and you get this little cable and you plug it in, and now your phone doesn't have to actually be plugged in to your car in order to use this, which is brilliant. The Magic Box also has like Android built onto it, so you can run other apps like Netflix and YouTube, not while you're driving. That's an important distinction to make. But you know, if you're somebody like me that drives a long way to work, there are going to be times where you're going to get there early. Or if you're headed somewhere else, if you're like me and I leave sometimes way too early for things, you know, there becomes this thing where you have this time to kill. And this is a great time killer because now I can watch YouTube, I can watch Netflix, I can do a number of things on this device in my car. So anyway, that's like a 2-minute pitch for that product. And you can just go to my YouTube channel and watch all about it if that is something that interests you. So we are now in the world where, you know, brands have started to trust me and send me stuff to review. And I'm still figuring out that world. Look, I did one car video that now is like north of 60,000 views. And it's about like some of my favorite accessories for the Toyota RAV4, which is what I have. And I love it. It's awesome. If you have a RAV4, I'm giving you a virtual fist bump and saying hello, because that kicks ass. Love the RAV4s. And that video did so well. And so, you know, brands were able to see that, and they've reached out to me, you know, two to be exact. And, you know, they've offered a product in exchange for a video. And I don't have to like deliberately say, hey, this product, you know, rules, this is awesome, and it's like a piece of shit or something like that. No. You don't have to do any of that. You know, and I would never take on something like that. For me, I'm going to get a product, I'm going to review it, and I'm going to give you my honest opinion on it, whether I think it's worth your time or not. And so I've been in a lucky position recently to be able to have that opportunity to review a couple of products. So those are on the YouTube channel. Other than that, I really haven't done a whole lot of anything. Larry and I, we have the Edible Adventures channel, which has been kind of like on a hiatus since last summer. You know, all that shit happened with my dad. I've got some other personal stuff going on even currently. So that is on hold. Larry's in a completely other state, which is, it's not even that far away. But when you've got a number of things going on, I have not been out there. And I know he's chomping at the bit to get back to it. I want to get back to it. But I also need shit to calm down first before I can fully immerse myself into that world again. The good news is that my editing skills have not gone to waste in that time. Gonna say this phrase again. I'm pretty sure that I mentioned this on the last podcast, but I've been helping out a radio show in Florida. That radio show is the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. It's a show I've been listening to since 2007. Love the show. It's on regular radio, but it's also on, you know, digital platforms like Twitch, Rumble, YouTube, Facebook. And I don't know if I told this story in the last podcast, so I'll just give you the very condensed version, like a minute, 2 minutes tops. But basically last year I reached out to one of the co-hosts on that show, whose name is Lummy. Awesome guy. I don't think he's going to hear this. I'm not really advertising this show. But Lummy, if you somehow stumble onto this podcast, I fucking love you, dude. Thank you so much for everything and the opportunities you have thrown my way. I do really greatly appreciate it. But last year, Bubba was looking for some audio, and I reached out to him in a DM, offered to help find it. Don't think we ever found it. But in the meantime, I just kind of casually mentioned, hey, I edit audio. I know a couple of things about editing video, which is really cool. And that was it. I said, hey, if you ever need anything, let me know. We kept talking and he would throw little things my way. And then I would present a couple of things like, hey, I found this on your website. Maybe I can cut this up. Like, in the month of May and June, I had probably cut like over 400 pieces of audio for this program, which is just unbelievable. And, I did a lot of editing and a lot of that stuff too. It's like with everything I had going on personally, like with my dad and all this other stuff that we had going on, that I outlined in the last episode, this was like a nice escape to be able to, laugh and listen to the show and laugh. And then, also in some other spare time, be able to actually like create pieces of content from their program to give to them that they can, choose to use at their leisure. Now, when I first got connected with him, I didn't really talk about, all of my video stuff necessarily that I knew. It was mostly audio. And I think it was like the fall of last year. I want to say like maybe like late September, early October, somewhere in there. I got on the topic of video editing. Oh, I know what it was. It's when they had the Kurt Angle interview. Funny thing, I was actually at a wrestling convention. I saw Kurt Angle there. Kurt has been on the show, like years ago, back in like the Sirius XM days, or back then it was just Sirius Satellite Radio. And he was on the show just a number of times. Him and Bubba have a good rapport together. And I texted Lemmy. I said, hey, dude, like if I can get Kurt Angle on the show, would you guys have him? And he's like, of course. Yeah. So, Kurt's signing autographs. I didn't want to necessarily bother him directly, but I got a hold of his handler and got his direct contact information, pass it off to Lemmy. Lemmy got the interview scheduled and the rest is history. So that is what got me going as far as doing some video for them. Now they have a really talented video editor by the name of Rhett over there. And he kind of oversees that whole, YouTube world and getting videos edited. But one of the things I noticed, and this is pre-Rhett, so it's not necessarily, this is not like a knock at him, but they did not have like a lot of short form content on their page. I mean, they virtually had, nothing there, or, they weren't, if there was like a little short video, it wasn't like tagged as a short. It wasn't in the vertical format and all that stuff, that they had from like a year or two prior or whatever. And I knew because I literally sit on Twitter and I like to watch YouTube videos, Mr. Beast absolutely scolded Larry and I's channel. And actually there was an episode about that in here. If you go back and look it up, just put in the search, Mr. Beast, Gary Cantrell or whatever. I detail that entire thing where I was on a live stream and they were him and Daryl Eves, who are two YouTube, Daryl's a super YouTube guru, and Mr. Beast, of course, I don't even need to properly intro him. I mean, he's Mr. fucking Beast. Like, you know who that name is. Most of you do. So anyway, I study YouTube a lot. And unfortunately, it kind of came at a time where Larry and I were slowing things down, but I got to, kind of take some of that knowledge and apply it to what I was doing with Bubba and their video delivery platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. And basically what I did was I said, there's no like short form vertical content on here that's like properly formatted, that doesn't have, it's not like chopped up real nice, doesn't have captions. Most people, when they scroll, they generally do not have the audio on. I feel like, watching people that use TikTok or Instagram Reels or something like that, like they will watch pretty much everything with the sound off, but then they will, if there's something that is like funny or something that catches them off guard, they will go back, turn the sound on and watch the video again. But you get one chance. So when people are scrolling, especially on TikTok, when they're scrolling, you got like probably, I'd say less than 10 seconds to hook them or they're gone. And so I took that logic in mind when I was making these videos. You know, Hulk Hogan, the legendary pro wrestler, and Bubba were great friends at one point. There was a whole sex tape scandal. I don't know, maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't. Bubba likes to say, don't Google him. So maybe just don't Google that. But anyway, I, you know, kind of had it in my mind, and I know Lummy thought about it too. It's like, you know, how do we repurpose some of this old Hulk Hogan stuff? Because, you know, he tells a ton of stories on that show. And there's a lot of other guests, you know, like I said, Kurt Angle and all these other people that have been on the show that we haven't even like touched yet. There's a lot of stuff that hasn't even been touched. But when it comes to Hogan, you know, people, they look at Hogan, they say, oh my God, Hogan's the man, and they love him. So we had this idea of let's take some of his famous stories and let's make shorts out of them. YouTube shorts, TikToks, whatever you want to call them. We're just going to call it vertical short form content. And so there you go. Started making those and they took off like a motherfucker. There is like two or three of them on their YouTube channel right now that are north of 1 million. There's one that's like almost 6 million. There's another one that's like 4 million. There's another one that's like at 1 million, and a bunch that are like 500,000. YouTube is prioritizing these things. So it makes sense to super serve YouTube with what they're looking for, and that is short form content. Everybody wants to be TikTok. Everybody wants to not just be TikTok, but they want to beat TikTok. And you're not going to beat TikTok. What's crazy about that is like, that's one thing where I can actually like measure that we've seen some growth there. I know that the shorts have grown the YouTube channel, but there are so many other things that get uploaded to that channel, like, you know, live streams of the show and other segments. So I can't directly say like, oh my God, all these shorts that I made have just blown up the channel. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. I don't know that. But TikTok, on the other hand, you know, because I can just see like, you know, all the videos on there pretty much in the last few months have been something that I've made. There's been a few, you know, outliers there, but you know, that TikTok was at like 10 or 11,000 just a couple months ago. And now it's at 20. And you can actually grow a lot faster on TikTok, but TikTok is kind of one of those things where it's mainly, you know, it's people dancing. It's all these things, but you can be a radio show or a podcast for that matter on TikTok, and you can see real numbers. That's something that blew me away. Like we had a clip of Tony Stewart, the former NASCAR driver. He was on the show. He's great friends with Bubba. And there was a video that was him telling a story about Dale Earnhardt and how they did not like $50 bills. It was like some sort of like a superstitious thing. That video, as of today, April 4th, has 950,000 views. I don't know if anything I've ever made has been seen by that many people. I mean, that to me is just mind-blowing. The fact that here's this amazing content that these guys are doing on a day-in, day-out basis, and I was able to take just a snippet of that. You know, you throw up a couple of pictures, you throw some captions on it. And it's also like, you got to be careful too, as far as like how you, you know, build it up and everything, because you want it to grab the eye. So like shaking of the text at the very front, or making certain words, you know, bigger than others, you know, emphasizing things, but trying to do this, trying to find like, you know, trying to start out the video with like a certain line from the audio that grabs the ear, or in this case, the viewer's eye, because they probably, again, they probably have it on mute, but they can see the caption. They see like this big word, like popping up, like right in their face and like buzzing. So they're like, holy shit. Okay. What's going on here? And your hope is that you hook them enough to want to turn that sound on and actually listen and like it and comment and share it and all that shit. So it's just been like an insane journey with this. I have become more of a lover of short form content, believe it or not. I you know, for years, that was my hill to die on, was I hate vertical content. You would not watch your favorite show in vertical content. or you know, in vertical, you know, like the example I used to use years ago when I was like heavy into my anti-vertical video, I would be like, well, you wouldn't watch like Breaking Bad or something like that in vertical. You would watch it in horizontal, you know, the standard kind of setup. But look, it's here to stay. It ain't going anywhere. And you can fight it all you want, and that's fine. But you better embrace it, because that is how you get the reach nowadays. That's how you get the reach. You put out a short form content, the, you know, platform that you're putting it out on prioritizes this. So it's like TikTok, Instagram Reel, YouTube Shorts, and they show it to a shit ton of people. And what this results in is getting more followers, more likes, more engagement. I do question like the quality of the subscribers or followers that you get coming out of, you know, something like, let's say YouTube specifically. If you have a short form video and you have like, let's say you primarily do long form, or not even long, but like, you know, let's just call it like a standard video, your standard like horizontal video that's all of about what? I don't know. Let's just call it 5 minutes, right? And these are your normal videos that you put out. And then you have your shorts, right? So I do question like how many people actually watch that short, decide to subscribe, and then actually come back to your regular videos. But if you're somebody that's trying to grow the channel, if you're trying to get it in front of the most people possible, this is a game you have to play. You do have a choice in the matter. You can simply not play the game and hope that YouTube search, that your videos are going to rank in search and that more people are going to find them, and potentially you'll find new people, you know, that will like your content. Or you get on the short form train and you ride it out until these platforms decide that who gives a shit. And you get more views in the process, especially like, okay, if you were a channel that had zero subscribers, let's just say, or less than 100. And let's say that your dream is to become a YouTube partner and get, you know, AdSense revenue coming into your channel. Now, it doesn't pay very well. This is what I hear from so many creators, but it's still income. And so if you want to get there, you need to have 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time, or there's a certain shorts threshold now. And so if you hit 1,000 subscribers, that's non-negotiable. That's the first option. And then you hit like 4,000 watch hours, or like, I think it's like 1 million short views or something like that. Then you become, you get the opportunity to become monetized. And so, you know, if you are somebody that's trying to grow a very small channel, this is one way to do it. If, let's just say 3 years ago when Larry and I were starting, I would have certainly gone to him and say, hey, let's prioritize more of this short form content. Let's put it out there, because, you know, there is a chance that we're going to get some people that are going to see some of these short form videos, and maybe they're going to subscribe. Maybe they're going to click on some of the longer videos. Maybe we can convert them to a viewer of the channel, a subscriber, a fan, whatever you want to call it. There's always that opportunity. And we actually did start using shorts probably in the last, I think it was last summer. We would do like, I think our strategy was like we'd upload a regular video on our upload day, which I want to say was Sunday, Monday, something like that. And then like later in the week, we would put out the short for that video. So it was whatever restaurant we reviewed on that video, we would make a short form version of said video. And then we would put that out there. The problem, though, is that at that time, we weren't putting captions on the videos. So then you have that thing of people are just watching guys eat food and they don't know what we're saying. So they're just clicking off and, you know, it's not getting recommended to as many people. Now that could just also be part of the edit. I do strongly believe that you need like an insanely good hook at the beginning of any video, not just short form, you know, a regular standard video. you had better hook them inside of 30 seconds. In fact, if you look at your YouTube analytics and you look at like the average view duration, it shows you what percentage is in the first 30 seconds. And if you can stay above, I think it's 50 in that first 30, then YouTube is likely to recommend it to more people. If you fall short in the first 30 seconds, it's more likely that you will not, unless you have, like, let's say, chapter markers in your video and people are kind of like clicking around to different parts and maybe you hook them at a different part. You know, it's all about the average view duration, really, as far as if YouTube is going to push it to more and more people. That's kind of what I've seen in my studies of everything. And holy fuck, this became like one big long YouTube kind of thing. And I wasn't necessarily intending to do that. But anyway, that's what I've seen just in my interaction with it and helping out the Bubba Show. And I cannot thank all of those guys enough for, you know, even saying, you know what, this content that this Gary guy makes, it's good enough to put on our channel. Like, because if it was shitty, they just wouldn't use it. And so I greatly appreciate that opportunity. They were so kind. Back in January, I got invited to their yearly Bubba Army royalty party. And, you know, I had edited enough stuff where they said, you know what, let's have him, you know, be invited to this party. And it was three nights of just awesome parties. And I'll leave it at that. If you're not a listener of the show, you probably won't get half the references and all that stuff, but I highly recommend you at least check it out. It's a great show. And Bubba and his crew, they all have great personalities. And when it gets on the show and they kind of cross and intersect and all that, I mean, it's really good. So go check that out if you wish. And go over to their platforms, the TikTok. I think everything's just at the Bubba Army except for TikTok, which is like underscores in between the and Bubba and Army and all that. So go check it out. You can see some of the work I've referenced, but, you know, go check out, you know, the main shows and some of the other content, like the standard videos that are up there, because Bubba's even doing like food reviews, which is kind of cool. And as somebody that did that for a while, it's cool to see him do it and see like what is his interpretation of it? How does he approach it? And yeah, it's good stuff. So go check that out. And I mean, that's really everything that's been going on in the last 3 months since I last uploaded. I go to work, I come home, I generally edit, you know, a couple things here and there for, you know, Bubba's video platforms. And once in a while, let me help out with, you know, some audio stuff. And so it's nice. It's a lot of fun. It keeps my chops fresh for editing. And, you know, if they ever have a spot for me, I'd love to come on and officially work with them. I'm not an employee of the show. I'm just a volunteer. I want to make sure that I make that perfectly clear. But I'm happy to do it. And, basically, it's just been a lot of fun, but, you know, so if they ever decide that, you know, they don't have a place, then, you know, I'm having some skills here that I'm using that are staying fresh that I could, you know, take anywhere really. And, hopefully, you know, do content editing like in a full-time sense, man, that's really what I'm into. It's like, I don't hate my day job. Company's cool. People are cool. But fuck, man, like it's not necessarily my passion. You know, I show up, I do the best I can, get the work out, and I go home. That's it. But as far as, you know, like a passion thing, editing, videography, photography, these are all things that I really genuinely enjoy doing, and I want to do more of that. I just want to go all in on that, really. But, you know, as I bring it back to something that I mentioned earlier, I've been doing this now for 15 going on 16 years, and my biggest hang up right now, what I think is really causing a lot of my hang up and kind of depression, is just knowing that I've been in it for so long and the fact that I haven't really, you know, made anything with it yet. Like, And I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff that I've made. So I'm not even trying to downplay the stuff that I have created, but like your average Joe that like, oh, you create stuff. Cool. Like how many, you know, how many subscribers do you have? How many views do you have? How many, it's always, you know, a metric as far as numbers, money. This is what people want to know about from the creative field, because there are a lot of amazing creators out there that are getting paid for their work. And I'm hoping to figure that out one day. That's the goal, but I'm battling with, do I want to even still continue to do it? That's the other part of it. I don't even know if I want to still do it, because I've been going at it for so long. And when I haven't really seen, you know, an obvious jumping point to transition from a full-time regular job kind of thing into a, you know, a full-time creator or like a full-time editor, it's just kind of like, fuck, man, like this is what I really want to do. And it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. So do I just accept defeat and say, you know what? Just going to keep doing that day job stuff. It's steady. You know, it's reliable and that's all great, but it's not my true passion. And yeah, that's a really tough battle. So I got obviously a lot more thinking to do. I think a lot of you, if you're still this far into the podcast, you're probably like, fuck man, just go for it. Like, keep going. Don't stop. But the thing that bothers me the most is when I hear people that tell me, oh man, you're so talented. How do you not have more followers, subscribers, whatever? You should be like a millionaire by now. It's like, I really genuinely appreciate the compliments for my work. But at the same time, it's like, all these people say this, but what do I really have to show for it? And if you heard my dog sneeze, I apologize. But like, what do I really have to show for it? Is it really going to go somewhere? And I guess that's up to me to decide if it's worth to keep going. So got a lot of soul searching to do on that as we approach year number 16. I mean, here's the thing, and we can kind of end on this as it pertains to all that. I think when it comes down to it, even if I decide that I'm not going to like full-time pursue being a creator anymore, I know I'm going to always, you know, create. Like, that's just in my nature. It's something that I love to do. So it's always going to kind of be there. But I guess what I more specifically am talking about is like, will I continue to like push hard and try to pursue it? And that is the real battle that I'm struggling with right now. And I don't know, man, I've got a lot of thinking to do on that. So it's probably a good time for us to say goodbye for now. When will the next podcast be? I don't know. I'd like to hope it's not in another 3 months, but for right now, like, where this podcast doesn't really have like a clear defined purpose other than it's just kind of like a personal journal to talk. It's great therapy in a way, because I can kind of get things off my mind. And you, the listener, if you determine that you have something to say about it or something to add about it, you can always hit me up at Gary Cantrell, Twitter, Instagram. These are the places I hang out. So you have that option. But it's really nice just to kind of just get this stuff like off of my brain and onto a podcast to share, and that's really cool. So let's go ahead and end it there. I just plugged the social, so I'm not going to do that again, but do go check out Bubba and his gang at the Bubba Army on Instagram, basically at the Bubba Army literally everywhere. Go show them some love. Tell them that Gary the Cantrell, that's what Bubba and the crew, somehow I don't know how that started, but that's what I'm referred to as, Gary the Cantrell. So go to one of the videos or something like that and tell them I sent you. And I appreciate it. I want to get, you know, as many people over there as I possibly can. So go check it out. And for now, that's going to do it. So thank you so much for listening sincerely as we are 30 plus minutes into this. Like, if you're hearing these lines right here, thank you. It's enough to open up a podcast within the first 2 minutes, because people, you know, I don't even know what an average listening duration is for a podcast. But what I do know is that if you sat through 30 plus minutes of all my shit, then you're one of the, as I call, one of the real ones. Which reminds me, definitely hit me up on Instagram at Gary Cantrell, because they have these new little like group things, and I have one that's for the real ones. I haven't done anything with it yet. I'm still figuring out how it is and how it gets distributed to people. I think it's through DM, so I'm very selective about how I'm going to use that, because I don't want to run into a situation where I'm just spamming people with a bunch of shit. So anyway, I'm out of here. Gary Cantrell in all the places. Hit me up if you feel you should. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you guys soon, I hope. But thanks for being here. Talk to you next time. See ya.